This Happy Times episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially when social gatherings are picking up after the winter. For myself, the winter is literally about hibernation, becoming a hermit, and watching as many movies as possible, which results in me being a little antisocial, which then results in me being a little bit more socially anxious. So instead of being unprepared after my winter months, I'm going to therapy. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't just drain your battery. In my personal experience, therapy has done wonders for how I think about life. It gives me an alternate perspective, especially since I've been isolated for so long. If you are thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/happytimes today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/happytimes.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello. Hi. My name is Joey Kidney, and welcome to the podcast. I always hate it hearing that people start it like that, because it's like, you don't know you're recording, but you're definitely recording. But this is a very awkward thing. I am not going to lie to you guys. This is very awkward. You're sitting here at your computer and you're like, wow, people want to listen to my life and listen to my words. And it's just, it's a weird thing. I am not going to lie. But the fact that you're here and you're listening means a lot to me. So I just want to say thank you. And the fact that you want to hear my words means a lot to me. And if you're new here, hi, my name is Joey Kidney. I started off as a YouTuber and just a social media person. And then I kind of fell more into the self-help category because I really enjoyed it, and I found I was experiencing a lot of problems myself, and I found that the best way to get through them was to talk about them. Now, I am not like necessarily a sad person. I am not necessarily like a happy person. I'm just out here living life, and I'm not just going to be talking about sad things, because that's not what I'm trying to do here. I'm not trying to just relate to sad things so that other people can relate to it more and just be this nice, depressing podcast. I'm not trying to be that at all. I am trying to be this safe place that you can come to, because a lot of people, for some reason, they either say that I sound like Tom Hanks, I look like a sickly Andrew Garfield, and my voice is kind of soothing to listen to. And if that's true, I finally stopped fighting it, and I decided, hey, let's make a podcast and have people listen to me. And if that is true, this is what that is, and I hope you enjoy it, and I hope you can put this in your ears and go to your happy place. I can't speak. And you're going to hear a lot of stuttering and a lot of blank spaces and a lot of me mispronouncing words. But that's how I am, and that's who I am, and I hope you can enjoy that. And if you don't, well, hey, thanks for listening this far, and I hope you have a great life, and I hope to see you in the future, and I hope you're successful. Why am I being so nice to you? You're gone by now. For the people who are still listening, welcome. This is Young, Dumb, and 21, and well, I'm young, I'm dumb, and I'm 21, not for much longer, but hey, I couldn't make it Young, Dumb, and 22, because that doesn't really rhyme. So welcome to my life, and I'm basically going to be sharing my experiences, and this is something new for me, and change has never scared me. I've never been afraid of change, which a lot of people are. A lot of people are afraid of death, afraid of change, afraid of just the uncomfortable situation, the awkward situation, being out of your comfort zone, basically. And so the first topic I think we should talk about is change. Because recently I went through this time in my life where, I've never hated change, but this time in my life I hated it. And I never wanted it to happen. I've always welcomed change because it's never been something that I didn't want to happen. I've always wanted the change to happen in the situations that I was in. So this recent event during Christmas and New Year's, if you follow me on any of my social medias, I went through a rough time. And it was with the relationships in my life. And they weren't going the way I wanted them to. And there was some things that needed to be changed. And I was very defensive towards it. I wanted them to change, and I wanted them to work and everything, but I didn't want to go through what happened. And I'm not going to go into details because that's like very personal for me. But I want to talk about the overall idea of change. And the reason why I was so scared and I had all these anxiety attacks and I randomly started tearing up during the day is because I was finally put in a situation where I was almost uncomfortable. I was in a situation where it wasn't my comfort zone. I was in a situation that I didn't want to change. And I knew something was wrong, but I didn't want it to change because the change meant that it might not go back to normal. It might not go back to the way it used to. And I was so scared for the longest time. I was going to bed. Actually, I wasn't sleeping. Like, I literally had to take melatonins to fall asleep. And I was stressing out and everything. And it was not healthy. And then one day, I just woke up and I was like, you know what? I'm so sick and tired of feeling like this. I need to start accepting this change. And I just, honestly, I woke up and I said, screw it. And I started accepting the change and I started understanding it. And I started thinking that everything happens for a reason. And my mother has always said this one line. And I don't know if it's the best line for like a mother to say, but it's things. No, that's a total lie. It doesn't start like that. What happens, happens. She says, what happens, happens. And it's such like a simple line. But it's so true. We're constantly thinking about like the what ifs, the changes that are going to happen. But what we really have to think about is like whatever happens, happens. No matter what happens, we're going to have to deal with it. Whether it stays the same, there's going to be a bump in the road later on. Whether it changes, there's going to be a bump in the road later on. No matter whatever happens, that's going to happen. It's meant to happen. Everything happens for a reason, so whatever happens, happens. And I mean, me explaining by just saying the exact same phrase doesn't really help. And that's funny because my mom literally just texted me saying, what are you doing? And she actually texted me a lot. And this is a person that my mother I look up to. I look up to her an insane amount. And I think that everyone's so scared about being close to their parents. Parents are literally the coolest people ever. Do you know why? Do you know why? Like, you think you're not cool enough for your parents. Do you know why your parents are way cooler than you? Because they made you. You are a form of your parents. And I understand people might not have healthy relationships with their family. And I'm very sorry to hear that because family is like number one for me. But you're created by your mother and your father, if you guys don't know. I mean, we're not going to go into that. We're not a sex podcast here. But your family is very, very important. And I'm so much like my mother in a way where how she treats others, and she's so, I think I'm a kind person. I think I'm nice. And then my dad, I'm very emotional like him. I get the seasonal depression. Sometimes I can't handle stuff. Sometimes I get the anxiety. But my mom gives me that strength and that will and that power to get up and keep going. And sometimes I can't keep going. And sometimes it gets hard. And in this situation where you go through this change and you feel lonely and you feel alone, which we're segueing into our next topic, sometimes you feel alone all the time. And sometimes you feel alone with your family. You feel alone with your friends. You feel alone with everyone. So the next question a lot of people ask me is, can you feel alone when you're surrounded by others? And the answer is yes. You can feel alone in any situation possible, but understand that you're not physically alone, but you can feel alone mentally. And I think that's the hardest thing for people to understand. I'm not going to give you this answer that's going to cure your problems, because sometimes if we're having these anxiety attacks or if we're having these thoughts, sometimes we just have to kind of let them sink in because it's our body stressing out. It's our body telling us, hey, yo, this is happening. Not, you don't have to let it happen, but try to understand it. Try to sit there and be like, okay, I'm starting to sweat. I'm starting to freak out. My stomach feels weird. I need to throw up. Why do I need to? Why do I feel like this? And that's my mechanism. That's my coping mechanism. Is a lot of people take like medication or anything like that, or to go see a doctor. I woke up one day and I was like, I want to try to understand this all. And there's still times where I'll go out with friends. And they'll be telling a joke and they'll start talking to each other and I'll go blank and I'm sitting there and I'm totally blank And I'm like, why? This doesn't make sense. Like, my friends are really funny. They're telling a lot of jokes. And I'm the funniest person in the group. I am definitely the funniest one of my friends. And I don't even care what they say. I know I am because I know I'm a funny person. I feel like it. And I think the reason why is because I've seen the darkest times. There's like this line out there that's like, oh, the comedians are the most – are like the darkest history. That didn't make sense. English – see, I can't speak English, but we're doing a podcast. They say that comedians have the darkest times. Like, the people who are the funniest have been through the most shit. And I mean, from personal experience, I think that's true. I think mentally I've been through a lot and emotionally I've been through a lot, which we can talk about later on in the podcast. We're not going to get too much into it in this one. But I'm sitting at this table and my friends are having the greatest time. And I'm telling jokes and they're laughing. But after I say the joke, the laugh just doesn't, like, it doesn't fulfill that void. It doesn't fill the void that's in me that's like, and you don't know what's missing, whether it's a loved one, whether it's just a friend, or whether it's food that you really, really want but you can't have. Relatable. Pasta. I say pasta weird. We're going to get over that right now. I say pasta. I don't say pasta. I don't say pasta. I say pasta. All right? It's Canadian. I'm Italian. Just get it over with. But you can be sitting at this table and you can be feeling so alone in life, and like, that's okay. And your friends are going to know. Don't think that they don't know. Don't think that they don't acknowledge it. When you look them in the eyes and they see nothing, they see blank in your face, they know. And it's okay to tell them. It's okay to say, hey, did you notice? That's totally okay. So if you're ever feeling down, I highly recommend talking to your friends. I highly recommend talking to your family members if you're very close with them. Talk to anyone that's close. And the main thing that you should understand is don't come straight out of the gun. What's the saying? Don't come straight out of the, I don't know, not the closet. Don't come full force with everything. Your friends care about you a lot, and if they hear every dark secret or just a lot, it's definitely something that's hard to hear, especially coming from a loved one that you love a lot, and it's just hearing it all. So take it step by step, and you're going to feel a lot better, because sometimes dishing everything out isn't the right way to do it. If you have these issues or if you're having a rough day, just be like, hey, yo, I'm having a rough day. It's kind of about this. And they'll be like, well, what about it? And then you can go more into it. But don't just come and just throw everything at someone, because you have to understand that's hard to handle mentally for that person too. But just understand that your friends are here. This podcast is here for you. The comments are here for you. So I highly recommend that you guys leave a comment on this. You guys write a review. You guys, I don't know. I don't follow this. Please follow this. Give it a like. Give it a repost. Whatever platform you're listening to this on, show it some love. Because I'm making this for myself, but I'm also making this for you guys. And just know I'm working on a lot of stuff. The book is a work in progress. So please bear with me. But I hope you guys are here to enjoy this podcast. And I think that's it for today's episode. But I want to have a lot of fun. I want to have some guests on here. And I want you guys to recommend topics that you want me to talk about or questions that you have in the comments down below, or tweet them to me at Joey Kidney, or comment on my Instagram, which is also at Joey Kidney. Just follow me on all social media, like my Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter, my YouTube, which is all Joey Kidney. And I will love to take – I would love, love, absolutely love to interact with you guys more on this podcast, because I want to be talking to you. I find it's very hard to just sit here and talk to a mic, even though I've been doing it and I've just been rambling, and I think that's okay. But I really want to focus on helping people, and that's what this is for. Even though I'm young, dumb, and 21, I think we all have some stuff to share, and no matter who you are, you always have a story to share. Your story is important, and just because someone has a better story or a sadder story or a happier story than you doesn't mean that your story is not worth it and your story shouldn't be heard. It should always be heard. So I just want to say thank you guys very much for listening. I hope you enjoyed it, and hopefully I'll see you sometime soon. Or not see you. Hopefully you'll hear me sometime soon. Anyways, stay you, stay beautiful, and I'll talk to you guys later.